Welcome to Coaster Track, a UK theme park podcast in association with Scaretrack. All views expressed are those of the individual host and do not necessarily reflect those of Coaster Track, Scaretrack, our guests, or any of our associates. So, if you're still here, let's begin the show.
You're listening to Coaster Track, a UK theme park podcast.
Hello and welcome to this episode of the Coaster Track podcast. My name is Mikey and today's episode is an interview episode with Michael Kreft von Bern, the director of Rulantica at Europa Park in Rust, Germany. Rulantica, a brand new water park opening in only 43 days as of time of recording, the 28th of November 2019. On the website it says 32,600 square meters of pure water fun awaits you in Rulantica. 5 beautifully themed designed areas and 25 thrilling attractions promise plenty of water fun and an unforgettable adventure for the whole family. Now, myself and Hannah can already vouch for what it says on their website because we were lucky enough to have a behind-the-scenes tour by Michael of Rulantica, and I can quite honestly say it's probably going to be the best water park in the world. It's absolutely stunning and it looks absolutely beautiful. Like I said, we were lucky enough to have an interview with Michael, the director of Rulantica. A huge thank you to him and the Rulantica team for letting us have this opportunity. We sincerely do appreciate it. So without any further ado, let's take you over to our interview with Michael, director of Rulantica.
You're listening to the Coaster Track podcast.
Hello and welcome back to this episode of the podcast. We are here with Michael Kreft von Bern, the director of Rulantica. Michael, thank you so much for coming onto the podcast.
Yeah, thank you for coming. It's a great opportunity to have you here. And just a short period before the opening of Rulantica to share some details with you and give you behind the scenes insight so that you and your listeners can have a very good impression up front.
Absolutely. Already first impressions on Hotel Kronasar. Absolutely beautiful. We're in Bark Ericsson now, and this is obviously the sort of the central hub for Rulantica. Opening on the 28th of November 2019, so not long to go now. Over 32,000 square foot. We've been looking at 9 beautifully designed areas, 25 thrilling attractions. So I'm guessing it's all systems go ready for next month.
Yeah, indeed it is. We are here in a little harbour, being inland and having a harbour now is a great place, and everything is moving along nice and smoothly. And we are ready for the opening. Just some minor detail have to be fixed. And it's really a very convincing novelty which will amaze our guests in the near future.
Absolutely, absolutely. So obviously part of Europa Park Resort, a multi-winning theme park, voted best in the world on a number of occasions. We've been all around the world, myself and Hannah, and it's somewhere we have to come back each and every year. We absolutely love the place and I can't wait to experience Rulantica when it opens. So Rulantica, huge water park. Why was a water park the next step for Europa Park?
Yeah, we had a long discussion how to continue in the future with Europa Park, and it soon became clear that is building a second gate would be the best strategy for us to move forward. And then we did something which is really a good strategy when you're not knowing exactly what to do. We asked our customers and said, what would you love to have? And the majority said over many years, oh, we would love to have a water park. And then we started, okay, what do you mean by water park? And we tried to find out what they really meant with it. Did they mean a spa, or did they feel they should have something else? And then it became clear they wanted spectacular slides, we wanted wave pool, we wanted family entertainment. So fun should be the number one topic, and that was the basis for our design. And then we had a tough discussion on indoor or outdoor, and we decided year-round operation as a huge indoor offer. So that brought us to the point we are here today. And then we came up with the story for Rolantica. Yeah. We wanted to create something very different. No pirates, no palm trees, no sea experience. So I think the world of Rolantica is offering a very unique experience for our guest.
Absolutely, definitely. And you mentioned you were asking your guests, which is what Europa Park does best. The improvements year on year on year of the guests, the guests giving their information of what they want. After those years, how many years has it taken to get from day one of discussing Rolantica to, you know, the 28th of November next month? That's a long process.
It was a very long process. The first plans were considered in 1996. Wow. And then I worked on some studies there. And the whole research process and the whole process of planning it, getting the permits, was a very long process. And we started construction in summer 2017. And now today is a very special day for me because our team, 300 people for Rolantica, they have their first day. I just welcomed them this morning, and they will have 1 week of orientation, and then we will kick it off with the team and come closer to operation.
Wow. So we've basically come on your busiest day. So I do apologize. So Europa Park itself, the theme park going for many years with the Mack family, it's known for its immaculate theming, its stories, and we can see just the same here at Rolantica, the build-up over the last 2 years with trailers, stories, the advertisements. Where did the story... You mentioned you don't want no palm trees, we want no pirates. Where did the story of Rolantica and Snorri as well? Snorri is already a very big popular character within the park and within the brand. Where did Rolantica and Snorri sort of originate?
It started with a storyline. As soon as it became clear what elements of the water park we needed, we said, okay, let's come up with a story for it. And we hired a story writer. And these days, the book, the novel, Rolantica, is published, having all the background story. And then we developed our design concept along that storyline, including the hotel Kronasar. So it's one storyline including those elements. And there are many chapters for the future as well. Oh, okay. So when you look at Europa Park, one of our strategies always has been start with something and then continue to develop. And that's the strategy we will do with Rolantica as well. So Europa Park was setting the standards,
of course,
for the expectation of our customers. And our biggest task is to come up with a product which is matching these expectations of our customers. On one hand, design-wise, attraction-wise, but also service-wise. What will be new at Rolantica is we will have 100% first-time customers.
Of course, that's
clear in the nature of such a project. And that will have some extra jobs for our employees to explain, to guide, and make that experience, first-time experience, for our new customers, a great day as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. And Europa Park, we mentioned, that sets the standard, not only for Rolantica, but it sets the standard worldwide. It's known for its amazing theming, its innovative rides, especially with Mack Rides being a ride designer as well. And they, Europa Park, we speak to many people back home, and they say how they have amazing customer service and immaculate operations and throughputs of their rides. Is that something that was taken into account when it comes to Rulantica? Will it be... There's 29, you know, experiences to do, so there's lots for visitors to see. Will it be a queue up system for each one? Will there be some sort of virtual queue? Will there be queue board times? It's a whole sort of scenario that, of course, for your first year, I guess, is uncertain on how popular one ride may be compared to another. So how will that work as from an operations point of view of Rulantica?
You are focusing on a very important point for us. Is we have a lot of experience at Europa Park, and we hope to transfer all the positive experience, all this know-how, to the world of water parks. But the world of water parks has its own rules, obviously. Yeah. And when we started our team of leading people in the water park, so we took half of them out of Europa Park to bring in this expertise, and then we brought in the other half of the team from the world of the water parks here in Germany, and they are bringing in that expertise. And now we have to combine these things. Coming back to the question of queuing, that will be something very interesting. As you know, we have in Europa Park the concept that we are creating capacity as the best answer for that question. So we will have a big capacity at Rulantica as well, and then we will have monitors which will indicate how long the queuing time at the individual attractions will be. And then, of course, we have to learn how perfect operations will be performed and what our customers really want. Of course, we have some ideas and we have some visions for operations at Rulantica, but now the next few weeks will be the most important. Then we will start to learn what really is good operations when it comes to our customers. They will tell us, we will observe and we will learn, listen and improve. And that's like we always did. It's do something, monitor it, and then start to fine-tune it until the guests are happy. That's a long and complicated process, but it's the best way of doing it, because you can't predict all the details in such a complex operation.
Of course, absolutely, and it's such a huge investment for the park. You know, one of the biggest for years. And how there's many different rides and attractions. How much do they vary? Is it mainly a big family target market we're going for, or will there be some more extreme thrilling experiences as well for the teens and the adults? Is it a good combination of all?
Yeah, we followed the concept of Europa Park, so we said, okay, let's have something for everybody. And we have the big slides, which will amaze all customers. Then we have moderate slides, which are also good for those who don't want it too wild. And there are relaxing zones, and there are areas for family with small kids as well. So we try to bring in something for everybody. And then we will learn which is the most popular element, and then we will continue to develop, to grow, and plan new attractions and rides for the future as well. Our plan is to grow the product in coordination with the customer, taking their experience into consideration for the future development.
Perfect, fantastic. Europa Park, it's known obviously worldwide. It has a huge amount of visitors, with a percentage flying from the UK with us. Now, before I ask this question, I'd like to mention that we voted in, myself and Hannah, for Brexit. But with Brexit looming and making us as a country look like a laughingstock at the moment, do you feel that we would potentially see less UK visitors, or do you think that Rulantica will just add to the arsenal of Europa Park's offerings, that we'll just see people still queuing up in their thousands, not only around the Germany and Europe, but the UK as well?
So, good news for all you listeners, there will be no Brexit in Europa Park. Perfect. We will keep our English-themed area at Europa Park, And with growing our resort with the new hotel Kronasar, with the new attraction Rolantica, I would say that makes it more appealing for international guests. And our hope for the future is that Europa Park becomes a real European destination. Right now, the majority of our guests are coming from Central Europe, most of them, of course, from Germany, but high percentages from Switzerland and France, both countries nearby, but a growing number of people coming from further away, from Benelux, also some guests from England. And those who are coming, they are pretty amazed, and they tend to come back. And that's our biggest strategy for the future. We want to deliver a very good product and trust that if the guests have a perfect day here over at Europa Park, and then as well as in Rolantica, that they like it and they come back and they will bring some friends. So we think that Europa Park and Rolantica offering enough entertainment for at least 3 days now. It yes. will take for a first-time customer, guest, a first-time cast at Europa Park at least 2 days to have an idea what Europa Park offers all, and then it will take 1 day to experience Rolantica as well. And we are looking forward to that experience.
Absolutely. Myself and Hannah have been visiting since 2013, and although we have a good idea of the park, we'll still sometimes go around some corners and go, I didn't know that was there, or how did we miss this? There's so much to yeah. Europa Park, and I'm guessing it's going to be very similar with Rolantica. There's so much on offer.
Yeah.
What are the sort of current marketing strategies Rolantica has, and indeed obviously Europa Park has, to stand out against the rest? That obviously worldwide and in Europe, theme parks are the place where customers escape. It's the escapism, and what Rolantica and Europa Park do best is the really focusing on you're in another world for today. What are the current marketing strategies to sort of show that you are the worthy place to visit over the rest?
Yeah, I think the combination, the whole package makes it appealing for customers. I think big parks offer more and more when being more and more a destination, offering more than a day trip. It's almost a little holiday you're having, and adding Rolantica to this package makes it even more appealing for the guest. A world in its own, a world with a lot of details to be discovered, a lot of nice things to see, and a world where you can share a great time with your friends and family, and that makes it really nice. So there's something for the whole family, and everybody in the family can find something which is nice for him. It's hard to agree on a leisure program at home. If you try to pick a movie which you and your parents would like, it may be difficult, but here at Europa Park and at Rolantica, I think there's something for all of you. And I think in the digital age, we have an excellent opportunity to encourage our customers to share their positive experience. And that's what I think is the most important thing which will help us to make Rolantica interesting, that the guests coming to us have a great day and they share this experience with their friend. And the combination of the Europa Park, the hotel experience, and Rolantica, that will be our focus for the marketing strategy in the future.
Absolutely. And the good thing about Rolantica is that it is obviously part of Europa Park, which already has an immaculate, everyone back at home around the whole world know that if you're going to Europa Park, you are going to have an amazing time, an amazing mini holiday, and Rolantica will only add to that experience.
Well, we hope that, especially for the first-time customers, that we can offer that wow moment where you walk in and say, ooh, that's more than I expected. But to guarantee that. You need a convincing design, you need a good story, you need good attractions. But that is not enough to make the guests come back, so you need a perfect service as well. And there we are starting from not almost from scratch in a water park side. So it is a big job for us to be done, and we are looking forward. Easy things everybody can do, so let's have a bigger challenge over here at Rulantica.
Absolutely, absolutely. So not long now, opening on the 28th of November 2019 at Rulantica, brand new water park here at the Europa Park Resort. Michael, director, thank you so much.
You're more than welcome. Just one very important advice. There are no tickets available at the entrance. So if you want to come and visit, buy your ticket online, and then you have an absolute guarantee getting in. There's obviously, being an indoor water park, there's a limited capacity of 3,500 people. And go online, there's a perfect ticket machine which allows you to book your very day of visit. And then everything is fine. You're set for the unique experience at Rulantica. Come and meet Snorri.
Absolutely, come and meet Snorri. We'll put a link to that website as well in the show notes, so make sure you are clicking that link. Don't try and come to the door, because you will not be getting in. Michael, a huge thank you for coming onto the podcast. I sincerely do appreciate it, and the best of luck on opening day and for the future of Rulantica within Europa Park.
Thank you, and it will be a pleasure to welcome you inside Rulantica soon, and hope we can give you a nice tour there.
You're listening to the Coaster Track Podcast.
So there we go, guys. A huge thank you to Michael for coming on to the Coaster Track Podcast to have the director of Rulantica, this huge new massive water park being built at Europa Park, to have him on to the Coaster Track Podcast really does mean a lot. It blows our minds. A huge thank you there, and a huge thank you to Dominic as well in the Europa Park office here in the UK for organizing that meeting, that interview, as well as that behind the scenes tour of Rulantica. So guys, all that needs to happen now is for you to go and visit Europa Park along with Rulantica, the new water park. Go to www.europapark.de. That's europapark.de. Get your tickets now before they sell out on the day that you want to be here. Remember, Michael said that you can't get them on the door. Be sure to get them online. So once again, a huge thank you to Michael for being on the podcast, and a huge thank you to you guys for listening to this episode. We really do hope you enjoyed it, and we'll see you on the next one. Bye, guys.